sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean, your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies.
Right. Get back to Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, when Bush got into office, remember, he's an oil man. Oil was under $20 a barrel. You know, and you can look at it now. There's a world oversupply, and they took out, by taking out Iraq, they took out 2.5 million barrels a day production, you know, off the world market. So they could, you know, raise prices. That's simple, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to get into it in a little while where Bush got his money, how he rose to the top here. And he basically got it working with the Nazis and working with the oil men and everybody else that wants to keep us fighting each other. Do you know how much gasoline, how much oil we use when we're fighting a war overseas?
Oh, quite a bit, yeah.
A bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's good that they can keep the prices up there. That's he's a good oil man. It's been a good job for him. Clay, back in the 70s, I worked in my misspent youth. I worked while at Trudeau, and you know, we've got a lot of oil up there.
We have more oil.
Trudeau Bay is the size of three townships, and you're surrounded by such a vast land up there. You know, the whole North Slope is the area about the size of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and the Great Lakes combined. You know, it's a huge area. And
yeah, we have more oil in Colorado than they've got in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And what's if you go to my website, down at the bottom of my website, there's a couple of lines that say, you know, what oil crisis? I've got photos of automobiles and running off of water. We don't need oil at all. They just keeping it because, well, they make money off of it.
Well, that's been their control lever for, you know, over 100 years, you know. That's their major control over the whole world, you know, oil supply. You know, keeping us using oil and keeping control of the supply, you know.
I mean, you think about it, we could run oil off of hemp if we were allowed to grow it.
Yeah.
Only 10,000 products made out of it, but, that's bad. You might be smoking that instead, you know. We could run oil off of water. Our with a simple little radio generator that don't cost anything to make, a radio engineer made one out of a pie pan. We can burn salt water at 1,500 degrees. That means every ship out there running on thousands of dollars worth of diesel to bring goods over to us from China could be running on the water it's floating on.
Well, it all hinges around oil. I've called him before, and, you know, like the Bolsheviks trained at a Standard Oil refinery in New Jersey in 1917. You know, this is not new.
Hang on. And also, Jacob Schiff financed the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yep.
From New York. Hang on, we got to take a break. Oh, that was our enemies. Oh, yeah, that was a Cold War. Oh, yeah. That really makes sense. Russian people are our enemies. My ass. Hang on a minute. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Still talking with Ron in Michigan, and life's a rodeo. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Ron, what's the feeling about Ron Paul up here, up in Michigan? Down here, I'm amazed talking to people on the internet, talking to people on the telephone, talking to people out in public. When I go out in public, I say something about Ron Paul. I get a blank look, and they go, "Who?"
Well, you don't know the mainstream press. You know, they printed a poll last week up here in my local rag. It said he had 2% of the vote for Michigan's primary. You know, So they're covering. You know, you don't get much. You don't get much shortwave up here. You don't get much alternative media at all, you know. And so people are pretty in the dark. I've got one Ron Paul sign on my road, so there are people out there that know about him. But the press just buries him, you know. And there isn't much alternative media up here, you know. So
you're in the home of the militia, Michigan militia. And you don't know, you know, that's that that problem that we're talking about right there. Nobody knows who Ron Paul is. Nobody gets the alternative media. That's the reason I started the Free American.
Yeah.
That's the reason I'm looking for advertisers for the Free American. I'm looking for support for it right now. Because people just don't know. And if you hand somebody a Free American and they start reading and they start understanding about the international bankers, they start understanding how many of our presidents have been killed because they wouldn't go along with it, you see the light starting to dawn in their eyes.
Yeah, but you got a lot of shaft to get, you know, to wade through to get to the nuggets of truth, you know.
Now, this soldier writing from Iraq says there's candidate that is running for president that backs up his words with actions. Ron Paul has more support in the military than any other candidate.
That's true, yeah.
The soldier said he's the only candidate running for president who voices genuine, consistent concern for the Constitution, the economy, foreign policy, and liberty. That candidate's Ron Paul. And that's the facts I mentioned are the reason Ron Paul has more campaign donations from active duty military or veterans than any other candidate. The current conditions in Iraq are the unpredicted effects of a flawed foreign policy. The most likely and noticeable result of a Ron Paul presidency would be a more secure and prosperous America because the military would defend the U.S. instead of being used as a world police force. The money not spent overseas would dramatically improve America's economy. Here's a 26-year-old soldier knows more than, the old folks here. And we're fighting between liberals and conservatives. This is another way to change language. It's like, oh, that's a hunting rifle. And the rifle. No, it's not. It's an assault weapon. They're just dividing and conquering us.
That's true. Yeah.
And I get accused of being anti-Semitic. I get accused if I talk about Israel getting $80 billion. In euros now. I get accused of being racist if I say there's 30 million illegals in this country. That's trying to demonize somebody that's just telling you the truth. And it don't mean that if there's 30 million illegals here, it doesn't matter whether they're white, Mexican, or Chinese. They're just illegals. They're not citizens of this country. Move them out, take them out, arrest them, and deport them. It's not a racial issue. And I've told people over and over again, I don't care whether you're Muslim, I don't care whether you're Jewish, I don't care whether you're Christian, I don't care whether you dance around candles. Just leave the Constitution alone and don't try to force your religion on me. That's called liberty, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, Cleo, let somebody else get on the line. Do things around the house this morning.
Okay, by the way, have you subscribed to the Free American?
I've got a copy here once. I didn't subscribe, no.
You need to do that because I can't meet the postage and print the magazine without the support of my readers.
Mm-hmm.
So have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right. The soldier says, the reason I hold Ron Paul in such high esteem is not because he's experienced or eloquent or because he seemed like he can beat Hillary. I support Ron Paul because I swore an oath to defend the Constitution, and Ron Paul is the only one running for president who cares about it. It's also likely he's the only one who reads it. It is Ron Paul's message of freedom that draws thousands of people to hear him speak and donate their time and money to his campaign. Ron Paul is a proven man of principle who doesn't cater to special interest groups. His number one concern is that everything that made America such a desirable place to live. Freedom. I am open to answer any questions you might have about Iraq, Ron Paul, my life, history, politics, religion, philosophy, quantum theory, or whatever else you'd like to know. I will vote for Ron Paul in Colorado's primary this February. I hope you will find out when your state primary is and vote for Ron Paul, too. If you choose to vote for someone else, I will respect you for choosing to vote. It's more than many Americans do. I hope you are prepared to live with the second and third order effect of your decisions. But please do something to help keep America free so the soldiers like me have something worth fighting for. Thank you for taking the time to read this letter, Captain Joe. Government that's big enough to supply you with everything you need is big enough to take everything you have. Thomas Jefferson. And how did the Bush get their money? Well, Bush family is a lingering nightmare, says John Loftus. For their Nazi clients, the Dutch connection was the mother of all money laundering schemes from 1945 to 1949, one of the lengthiest and now it appears most futile interrogations of a Nazi war crime suspect began in the American zone of occupied Germany. Multi-millionaire steel magnate Fritz Thyssen, the man whose steel combine was the cold heart of the Nazi war machine, talked and talked and talked to a joint U.S.-UK interrogation team. For 4 long years, successive teams of inquisitors tried to break Thyssen's simple claim to possess neither foreign bank accounts nor interest in the foreign corporations, no assets that might lead to the missing billions in assets of the Third Reich. The Inquisitor failed utterly. Why? Because what the wily Thyssen deposed was, in a sense, true. What Allied investigators never understood was they were not asking Thyssen the right question. Thyssen did not need any foreign bank accounts because his family secretly owned an entire chain of banks. He did not have to transfer his Nazi assets at the end of World War II. All he had to do was transfer the ownership documents, stocks, bonds, deeds, trust, from his bank in Berlin through his bank in Holland to his American friends in New York City. Prescott Bush and Herbert Walker. Thyssen's partners in crime were the father and father-in-law of a future president of the United States. The Allied investigators underestimated Thyssen's reach, his connections, his motives, and his means. The web of financial entities Thyssen helped create in the 1920s remained a mystery for the rest of the country. Almost perfectly hidden underground sewer pipeline for moving dirty money, money that bankrolled the post-war fortunes not only of Thyssen, the Thyssen Empire, but the Bush family as well. It was a secret Fritz Thyssen would take to his grave. It was a secret that would lead former U.S. intelligence agent William Gowen, now pushing 80, to the very doorstep of the Dutch royal family. The Gowens are no strangers to controversy or nobility. His father was one of President Roosevelt's diplomatic emissaries to Pope Pius XII, leading a futile attempt to persuade the Vatican to denounce Hitler's treatments of Jews. It was his son, William Gowen, who served in Rome after World War II as a Nazi hunter and investigator for the U.S. Army Counterintelligence Corps. It was Agent Gowen who first discovered the secret Vatican rat line for smuggling Nazis in 1949. It was also the same William Gowen who began to uncover the secret Dutch pipeline for smuggling Nazi money in 1999. A half century earlier, Fritz Thyssen was telling the Allied investigators that he had no interest in foreign countries, that Hitler had turned on him and seized most of his property. His remaining assets were mostly in the Russian-occupied zone of Germany, which he knew were a write-off anyway. His distant and disliked relatives in neutral nations like Holland were the actual owners of a substantial percentage of the remaining German industrial base. As innocent victims of the Third Reich, they were lobbying the Allied occupation governments in Germany, demanding restitution of the property that had been seized from them by the Nazis. Under the rules of Allied occupation of Germany, all property owned by citizens of a neutral nation which had been seized by the Nazis had to be returned to the neutral citizen upon proper presentation of documents showing proof of ownership. Suddenly, all sorts of neutral parties, particularly in Holland, were claiming ownership of the various pieces of Thyssen empires. In a cell, Fritz Thyssen just smiled and waited to be released from prison while members of the Dutch royal family and Dutch intelligence service reassembled his pre-war holdings for him.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. I hope you didn't start partying early and too hungover to call in this morning. And I guess we'll be off the air tomorrow, won't we? Rebroadcast. All right, great. All right, who have I got? Ron in Cleveland, welcome to the Free American Hour.
Yeah, Clay, what's your website?
FreeAmericanCAN.com. I know it's kind of an oxymoron, and it's hard for people to grasp the concept, but FreeAmerican.com.
Okay. This idea you talked about, water burning in cars, I'm interested in that concept. How did you come across that?
A gentleman found out that he could convert water into hydrogen and run it in an acetylene torch and melt lead. And then he converted it to work in his car, and this was in Clearwater, Florida. I haven't heard what's happened to him. Nine times out of ten, he'll have been killed or intimidated or bought out, one or the other. Because they don't want that technology on. And the other guy was up in Ohio and was a company that, or a gentleman that made a pie pan, used a pie, one of his wife's pie pans to make a radio generator that allowed a test tube of salt water to ignite and burn at 1,500 degrees. And both of those films are up on my website.
Okay. I happen to be an inventor. I got a patent in 1997. I perfected the ordinary spark plug to get a complete and full burn out of an ordinary spark plug. And
I'd like to see that. I've got is that the frozen spark plugs?
No. It's just a modification that you put on an ordinary spark plug to get a complete burn. No shadows, no incomplete combustion. I've been doing this 28 years quietly because of all the people who are being eliminated who create efficiency. And I took one of my customers this year with a 2006 Chevy truck at 50% better gas mileage just by putting six spark plugs in his vehicle.
How much did you increase the gas mileage?
50%, from 20 miles a gallon to 30 on the road.
So where's your spark plugs now?
I don't market it publicly because I'm just a single individual, you know, in Cleveland. And I've tried to get help, just like you are for your magazine. I've been trying to get help from everybody, but either they want to steal it or they don't want to support it. My product is in 60 Rolls-Royce automobiles. My best customer is a mechanic in Berea, Ohio. And the last one I did last week was a 1995 Rolls-Royce worth over $300,000. So there's no question my product works. It's just that I'm not mass marketing it. I just don't have the capitalization. My website is tlrpower.com. If anybody wants to look it up.
tlrpower.com.
And I am working on water, splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen to supplement my spark plugs, and I'm looking forward to getting some great gas mileage beyond what my spark plugs do.
Well, you know, it seems to be a fairly simple process. I mean, basically, if your radio waves can break down the water, that means you could just install a little generator in there under your hood and change the water into hydrogen and oxygen.
Yeah, so I built a hydrogen supplementation a week and a half ago. I'm working to improve its efficiency, and I've increased my gas mileage beyond what I normally do 25% so far. I'm real happy.
What are you trying to do? Ruin the economy?
You got that picture right. Upsetting the apple.
I mean, that's what the oil companies are doing. That's what they're saying. I mean, I've got the demonstration on the, you know, all it takes is if Ron Paul got into office, is for him just saying, you either come up with this technology or we'll shut you down. You know, it's the same thing as running a monopoly. It's the same thing as price fixing. $100 a barrel for oil. You know, that ain't the foreigners. That ain't Iraq trying to stick it to us. That's our oil companies sticking it to us.
That's fact.
And, well, I don't know. I wish I had the answers here. If we just had the financing here, I mean, I put directions in older Free Americans for using running on water. I put directions in there.
No, that's great.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to pay the phone bill, how to pay the long distance bill, and how to keep the heat turned on and electricity turned on while I'm getting this next issue out. Because the money's the printing's already paid for. I've just got to get it. But I've got to have the gasoline to go pick it up, and I've got to have the postage to mail it all. And I can't do that unless I've got some donations, unless I've got more orders than I've got. I've got orders stacked up here right now, going out to people. We're filling orders as fast as we can.
Great.
But we only make a percentage of a profit off of that. And that goes right back into replacing the merchandise we've sold. So I need investors. I need advertisers. I love.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back here. Do I still have you on?
Yes, I'm still here, Clay.
All right, sir. I'd love to handle your spark plugs. You know, if we all work together, I certainly got the medium to advertise them on that and this radio show. If we all, imagine, if we all save 50% on our gas by putting on a, $10 or $20 piece of equipment on our one of our automobiles, how much would that save us? I use $40 worth of gas going to the bank and back.
Wow. What kind of vehicle do you drive?
Well, I've got a diesel.
Diesel.
A diesel truck. And,
putting that water up will save you gas on your diesel.
What's that?
Well, if you put that hydrogen boost on your truck, it saves you diesel fuel as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a little beyond me. I'm not mechanically oriented. You know, my skill is computers and writing, but I sure don't mind, you know, letting everybody know about your inventions and about the technology. And if we were all working together, you know, with me providing the advertising, you providing the product, and us selling it, we've got a winning combination right there.
Exactly. And capitalization, that's exactly what I'll do.
All right, sir. Well, I wish you the best. I'm working on capitalization, too. And you should shoot me an email and give me a number, and I'll have you back on the show here.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
Bye.
Thank you. And, folks, again, my number here, if you want to call, is 888-678-1444. Yeah, you made a donation to Ron Paul, but every time you donate to Free American, you're not only supporting Free American, you are supporting Ron Paul, because in every issue, I'll have the reasons why you should elect Ron Paul, and we just put him on the back page of this next issue. If you've got a product, or you know of a product that's worthy of being in the Free American, it's got to be something that's good for the American people, or I won't handle it. If you do, call me at 888-678-1444 or go to freeamerican.com and make a donation there. Click on it and make a donation. We need your help. It's a reason we've stayed alive and stayed in business for the last 10 years. And I wouldn't be in such a tight spot if they hadn't tried to kill me, if they hadn't tried to break me in so many different ways over the last 2 or 3 years. But I'm not here to whine. I'm just telling you the facts. I need some donations today. Yeah, I know it's New Year's. For this new year, we've got expenses that we've got to cover. We got to keep the phones turned up, keep on doing the show. I do not get paid for doing the show, so I exist on donations. If you like hearing me, if you like understanding, and if you like my interpretation of what's happening here, it ain't Republicans and Democrats, it's us.
The greatest state in the nation is the donation.
Yeah, greatest state in the nation is our donation at this point. Now, British and American interrogators may have gravely underestimated Tyson, but they nonetheless knew they were being lied to. Their suspicions focused on one Dutch bank in particular, the bank Boerhandel in Shepvaart in Rotterdam. The bank did a lot of business with the Tysons over the years. In 1923, as a favor to him, the Rotterdam Bank loaned the money to build the very first Nazi party headquarters in Munich. But somehow, the Allied investigations kept going nowhere. The intelligence leads all seemed to dry up. If the investigators realized that the U.S. intelligence chief in post-war Germany, Alan Dulles, was one of the Rotterdam Bank's lawyers, they might have asked some very interesting questions. They did not know that Tyson was Dulles' client as well, nor did they ever realize it was Alan Dulles' other client, Baron Kurt von Schroeder. It was Alan Dulles' other client, Baron Kurt von Schroeder, who was the Nazi's trustee for the Tyson Companies, which now claimed to be owned by the Dutch. The Rotterdam Bank was at the heart of Dulles' cloaking scheme, and he guarded his secrets jealously. Several decades after the war, reporter Paul Manning, Edward R. Murrow's colleague, stumbled across Tyson's interrogations in the U.S. National Archives. Manning intended to write a book about Nazi money laundering. Manning's manuscript was a dagger at Alan Dulles' throat. His book specifically mentioned the bank von Handel and Schnappmark by name, albeit in passing. Dulles volunteered to help the unsuspecting Manning with his manuscript and sent him on a wild goose chase searching for Martin Bormann in South America. Without knowing he had been deliberately sidetracked, Manning wrote a foreword in his book personally thanking Alan Dulles for his assurance I was on the right track and should keep going. Dulles sent Manning and his manuscript off to the swamps of obscurity, the same search for Martin Bormann scam that was used successfully to discredit Ladislaus Farrago, another American journalist, probing too far into the laundering of Nazi money. American investigators had to be sent anywhere but Holland. And so the Dutch connection remained unexplored until 1994, when I published The Secret War Against the Jews, as a matter of historical curiosity, I mentioned that Fritz Thyssen, indirectly the Nazi Party, had obtained early financing from Brown Brothers Harriman and his affiliate, the Union Banking Corporation. Union Bank, in turn, was the Bush family's holding company for a number of other entities, including the Holland American Trading Company. As a matter of public record, that the Bush holdings were seized by the U.S. government after the Nazis overran Holland in 1951, Bush reclaimed Union Bank from the U.S. alien property custodian, along with their neutral Dutch assets. I did not realize it, but I had stumbled across a very large piece of the missing Dutch connection. Bush's ownership of the Holland American Investment Company was a missing link to Manning's earlier research into the Thyssen investigative files. In 1981, Manning had written, Thyssen's first step in a long dance of tax and currency frauds began in the late 1930s when he disposed his shares in the Dutch Hollandaise Amerikaanse Investment Corporation to be credited to the Bank Boer Handel in Sluphart, N.V. Rotterdam, and the bank founded in 1960 by August Thyssen Sr. In this one obscure paragraph, a little-known book, Manning had unwittingly documented two intriguing points. The Bush's Union Bank had apparently bought the same stock that the Thyssens were selling as part of their Nazi money laundering, and the Rotterdam Bank, far from being a neutral Dutch institution, was founded by Fritz Thyssen's father in hindsight. Manning and I had discovered different ends of the Dutch connection. After reading the excerpts and my book about Bush ownership of the Holland American Trading Company, and retired intelligence agent William Goen began to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Mr. Goen knew every corner of Europe from his days as a diplomat's son, an American intelligence agency, and a newspaperman. William Goen deserves sole credit for uncovering the mystery of how the Nazi industrialists hid their money from the Allies at the end of World War II. In 1999, Mr. Goen traveled to Europe at his own expense to meet a member of Dutch intelligence who had detailed inside information about the Rotterdam Bank. Scrupulous McGowan took a written statement, then had his source read it and correct it for error. Here in summary form is how the Nazis hid their money in America. After World War I, August Thyssen had been badly burned by the loss of assets under the harsh terms of the Versailles Treaty. He was determined it would never happen again. One of his sons would join the Nazis, the other would be neutral. No matter who won the next war, the Thyssen family would survive with their industrial empire intact. Fritz Thyssen joined the Nazis in 1923. His younger brother married into Hungarian nobility and changed his name to Baron Thyssen Bormiza. The Baron later claimed Hungarian as well as Dutch citizenship. In public, he pretended to detest his Nazi brother, but in private, they met at secret board meetings in Germany to coordinate their operations. If one brother were threatened with loss of property, he would transfer his holdings to the other. To aid his sons in their shell game, August Thyssen had established three different banks during the 1920s, the August Thyssen Bank in Berlin, the Bank Born Handel in Sheppard in Rotterdam, and the Union Banking Corporation in New York City. To protect their corporate holdings, all the brothers had to do was move the corporate paperwork from one bank to the other. This they did with some regularity. When Fritz Thyssen sold the Holland American Trading Company for a tax loss, the Union Banking Corporation in New York bought the stock. Similarly, the Best family invested the disguised Nazi profits in American Steel and Manufacturing Corporations that later become part of the secret Thyssen empire. When the Nazis invaded Holland in 1940, they investigated the Bank Boer Handel, the Schepbart, and Rotterdam. Fritz Thyssen was suspected by Hitler's auditors of being a tax fraud and of illegally transferring his wealth outside of the Third Reich. The Nazi auditors were right. Thyssen felt that Hitler's economic policies would dilute his wealth through ruinous war inflation. He had been smuggling his profits out through Holland, but the Rotterdam vaults were empty of clues where the money had gone. The Nazis did not know that all of the evidence all the documents evidencing secret Thyssen ownership had been quietly shipped back to the August Thyssen Bank in Berlin under the friendly supervision of Baron Kurt von Schroeder. Thyssen spent the rest of the war under VIP house arrest. He had fooled Hitler, hidden his immense profits, and now it's time to fool Americans with the same shell game. As soon as Berlin fell to its allies, it was time to ship the documents back to Rotterdam so the neutral bank could claim ownership under the friendly supervision of Alan Dulles, who, as the OSS chief in 1945 Berlin, was well-placed to handle any troublesome investigations. Unfortunately, the August Thyssen Bank had been bombed during the war, and the documents were buried in the underground vaults beneath the rubble. rubble, whereas the vaults lay in the Soviet zone of Berlin. According to Gouinsaus, Prince Bernhard commanded a unit of Dutch intelligence which dug up the incriminating corporate papers in 1945 and brought them back to the neutral bank in Rotterdam. The pretext was that the Nazis had stolen the crown jewel of his wife, Princess Juliana, and the Russians gave the Dutch permission to dig up the vault and retrieve them. Operation Juliana was a Dutch fraud on the Allies who searched high and low for the missing pieces of Tyson's fortune. In 1945, the former Dutch manager of the Rotterdam bank resumed control, only to discover he was sitting on a huge pile of hidden Nazi assets. In 1947, the manager threatened to inform Dutch authorities and was immediately fired by the Tysons. The somewhat naive bank manager fled to New York, where he intended to talk to Union Bank Director Prescott Bush. As Goins' Dutch source recalled, the manager intended to reveal to Prescott Bush the truth about Baron Heinrich and the Rotterdam Bank in order that some or all of the Tyson interests in the Tyson Group might be seized and confiscated as German enemy property. The manager's body was found in New York 2 weeks later. Similarly, a 1996 Dutch journalist, Eddie Rover, went to London to interview the Baron, who was neighbors with Margaret Thatcher. Rover's body was discovered 2 days later. Perhaps, Gouin remarked dryly, it was only a coincidence that both healthy men died of heart attacks immediately after trying to uncover the truth about the Tysons and the Bushes. Neither Gouin nor his Dutch source knew about the corroborating evidence in the Allied property custodian archives, or the OMGUS archives. Together, the two separate sets of U.S. files overlap each other and directly corroborate Gouin's source. The first set of archives absolutely confirms that the Union Banking Corporation of New York was owned by the Rotterdam Bank. The second set, quoted by Manning, confirms that the Rotterdam in turn was owned by the Tysons. It's not surprising that these two American agencies never shared their Tyson files. As I noted, historian Burton Hirsch documented, the alien property custodian Leo Crowley was on the payroll of the New York J. Henry Schroeder Bank, where Foster and Alan Dulles both sat as board members. Foster raised an appointment for himself as special legal counsel for the alien property custodian, while simultaneously representing German interests against the custodian. No wonder Alan Dulles had sent Paul Manning on a wild goose chase to South America. He was very close to uncovering the fact that the Bush Bank in New York City was secretly owned by the Nazis before, during, and after World War II. And once Tyson ownership of the Union Banking Corporation is proven, it makes out a prima facie case of treason against the Dulles and Bush families for giving aid and comfort to the enemy in a time of war. The key fact to be proven in any criminal case is that the Tyson family secretly owned the Bush's bank. Apart from Gouin's source, a twin American file, third set of cooperation comes from the Tyson family themselves. In 1979, the present Baron Tyson, Boris Manfred Tyson's nephew, prepared a written family history to be shared with his top management. A copy of the 30-page tome entitled The History of the Tyson Family and Their Activities was provided by Gouin's source. It contains the following Tyson admissions. Thus, at the beginning of World War II, the Bank Boer Handel and Shepvart had become the holding of my father's company, a Dutch firm whose only shareholder was a Hungarian citizen. Prior to 1929, they held the shares of the August Tyson Bank and also American subsidiaries and the Union Bank Corporation, New York. The share of all affiliates were in 1945 with the August Tyson Bank in the East Sector of Berlin, from where I was able to have them transferred to the West at the last moment. After the war, the Dutch government ordered an investigation into the status of the holding company, and pre-writing the result, appointed a Dutch former general manager of my father, who turned against our family. In the same year, 1947, I returned to Germany for the first time after war, disguised as a Dutch driver in military uniform, to establish contact with our German directors. The situation of the group gradually began to be resolved, but not until 1955 that the German companies were freed from Allied control and subsequently disentangled. Fortunately, the companies in the group suffered little from dismantling. At last, we were in position to concentrate on purely economic problems, the reconstruction and extension of the companies, and the expansion of the organization. The banking department of the Bank Verholder Schreppart also functioned as Germany's holding company, merged in 1970 with the Netherlands Credit Bank, NV, which increased its capital. The group received 25% of the Chase Manhattan Bank, holds 31%. The name Tyson Borima's group was selected for the new holding company, and thus the twin U.S. archive, Gowan's Dutch source, and the Tyson family history, all independently confirmed that President Bush's father and grandfather served on the board of a bank that was secretly owned by the leading Nazi industrialists. The Bush connection to these American institutions is a matter of public record. What no one knew until Gowan's brilliant research opened the door was that the Tysons were the secret employers of the Bush family. Well, what did the Bush family know about their Nazi connections? What did they, and when did they know about it? As senior managers of Brown Brothers Harriman, they have to have known that their American clients, such as the Rockefellers, were investing heavily in temperance corporations, including Tyson's giant Burlex Stalwart. The historian Christopher Simpson repeated documents as a matter of public record that the Brown Brothers investments in Nazi Germany took place under the Bush family stewardship. Often you hear Bush and Brown Brothers Harriman linked. I'm Clay Douglas. I'll link them.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyites' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiolite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiolite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
When the war broke out, Was Prescott Bush stricken with a case of Waldheimer's disease, a sudden amnesia about his Nazi past, or did he really believe our friendly Dutch allies owned the Union Banking Corporation, his parent bank in Rotterdam? It should be recalled, in January 1937, he hired Alan Dulles to cloak his accounts. But cloak from whom? Did he expect that happy little Holland was going to declare on a war on America? The cloaking operation only made sense in anticipation of a possible war with Nazi Germany if Union Bank was not the conduit for laundering the Rockefeller Nazi investments back to America. How could Rockefeller-controlled Chase Manhattan Bank end up owning 31% of the Tyson Group after the war? It should be noted that the Tyson Group, TBG, is now the largest industrial conglomerate in Germany with a net worth of more than $50 billion, one of the wealthiest corporations in the world. TBG is so rich it even bought out the Krupp family, the famous arm maker for Hitler, leaving the Tysons as the undisputed champion survivors of the Third Reich. Where did the Tysons get the startup money to rebuild their empire with such speed after World War II? The enormous sums of money deposited in Union Bank prior to 1942 is the best evidence that President Bush, Prescott Bush, knowingly served as money launderer for the Nazis. Remember that the Union Bank's books and accounts were frozen by the U.S. Alien Property Custodian until 1942 and not released back to the Bush family until 1951. At that time, Union Bank shares represented hundreds of million dollars worth of industrial stocks and bonds were unblocked for distribution. Did the Bush family really believe that such enormous sums came from the Dutch enterprises? One could sell tulip bulbs and wooden shoes for centuries and not achieve those sums. A fortune this size could have only come from the Tyson profits. Aid from rearming the Third Reich, and then hidden assets from the Nazi tax auditors and then from the Allies. The Bushes knew perfectly well that Brown Brothers was the American money channel into Germany and that Holland Bank was a secret pipeline to bring Nazi money back to America from Holland. The Bush had to have known how the secret money circuit worked because they were on the board of directors in both banks. Brown Brothers out, Union Bank in. Moreover, the size of their compensation is commensurate with the risk as Nazi money launderers. In 1951, Prescott Bush and his father-in-law each received one share of Union Bank stock worth $750,000 each. $1.5 million was a lot of money in 1951. But then from the Tyson point of view, buying the Bushes was the best bargain of the war. The bottom line is harsh. It's bad enough that the Bush family helped raise the money for Tyson to give Hitler a start in the 1920s, but giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war is treason. The Bush bank helped the Tysons make the Nazi steel that killed Allied soldiers. As bad as financing the Nazi war machine may seem, aiding and abetting the Holocaust was worse. Those at Tyson's coal mine used Jewish slaves as if they were disposable chemicals. There are 6 million skeletons in the Tyson family closet and a myriad of criminal and historical questions to be answered about the Bush family's complicity. Now, the writer here is a former U.S. Department of Justice Nazi war crime prosecutor, the president of the Florida Holocaust Museum, and a widely respected author of numerous books on CIA Nazi connection, including the Belarus secret and secret war against the Jews, both of which have extensive material on the Bush and Rockefeller Nazi connection. Now, do you see how the Jews control President Bush? They're one of the players at fighting for ascendancy on the top of the New World Order. And that's why there are so many deceptions. I'm Clay Douglas.
Since 1980.